Hi, and welcome to .NET Conf 2015. I'm here with Scott Hanselman, and I'm Javier Lozano, and hey, third year.
We're doing it. It's happening again.
It is live from Channel 9. This is awesome. So we want to kind of to kick off things here a little bit. We got about 10 minutes before we get all the things rolling, and we kind of come up with a quick little slide for you. First of all, we want to say thank you. If it weren't for you, we can't do this. You know, we could do it, but no one will watch it.
It would just be two guys like doing like a, I don't know, a YouTube stream by
it
ourselves.
It would be lame,
right?
Well, like the first kickoff that we did many
which
years
was done exactly like that
many years ago. So again, thank you very much for taking the time to spend with us today. And if you want to, I mean, if you can't make it for whatever reason, please feel free to check out the videos later. Everything will be on demand. Everything will be recorded, and we should be able to have a great show for you today.
Mm-hmm.
So as we move on, here's the agenda. It's pretty simple. Day one is all product groups. That means ASP.NET, Core, Visual Studio, WPF, the people who actually make the products that you love and use every day.
Because right now we are on campus. We are in the Channel 9 studios.
Correct.
Live. You flew here.
I flew here yesterday.
I drove up from Portland. And so the whole first day is kind of like all Microsoft people.
Correct.
And we're pulling in from all over campus.
Yep. So we may have we're going to have a lot of surprises for you all day today. And tomorrow we have Community Day, which means that we're going to have a lot of people from who can't be here physically. We're going to Skype them in, mm-hmm. funnel them through Channel 9, and you'll be able to see them present their great content. I'm looking forward to that Halo Evolve website tomorrow, which is
Yeah, we've got
awesome.
Some pretty cool people. We got people from 343 Industries. We've got an opening from Xamarin.
Correct.
These are people who put their proposals into our CFP. Remember I tweeted
yep.
a while back, and we had all of us spread the word about Community Day. People put in their proposals. We went through them. We picked the best of the best. We've got Paul Betts from Slack. We've got folks from Mono. We've got people doing Unreal Engine stuff. I mean, it's really cool stuff.
Yes, and that's the thing, is that if you see some content that you see tomorrow on Community Day and that inspires you to submit something for the next conference, please do so. Right, we want to have that sort of content out there for people to go and view and, again, share with the community. Scott and I here do the kickoff, but beyond that, it's your guys' show.
Right.
And we just kind of broker things behind the scenes.
And if you have feedback or things that you want to see, you know, like if you feel that it's not long enough or it's too long,
yep.
or you want more Community Day and less Microsoft or more Microsoft and less community, give us the feedback, because this is our conference.
Yep, exactly. Yep, this is for us, by us. I mean, this is as close as I can get to without a copyright infringement there.
Yeah, of course, the fact that we are getting sponsored by Microsoft in the sense that they're paying for the lighting.
Yes.
And the streaming.
And the fancy cameras.
And but I bought the computer myself, so.
Well, there you go. So I can see that. It's a very nice computer.
You like that?
It's
yeah.
very nice.
Thank
very,
you very
fancy.
Much.
Is it a QR code in there?
There may be a QR code there, and you get $10 if you find it.
There you go.
All the screenshots being taken right now.
Hashtag Hanselman QR code.
Yeah.
Let's trend it. All right. So coming up next week, too, we got a big announcement mm-hmm. from Azure. You want to talk a little more about that?
Well, it's kind of a secret. On the 24th, we've got some really cool stuff we're going to talk about the kind of the future of Azure and the future
nice.
Of application development on Azure. And Guthrie is going to kick that off. It's going to be a virtual event similar to this, and it's going to talk all about the future of making big, interesting, cloud-based, decoupled web applications on Azure. And that's going to be on the 24th.
Very nice.
And then there's your little bit.ly code there, aka.ms/AzureMarch, where you can sign up for that, register, and you'll be able to watch that.
Great.
Live. It'll be at 11 o'clock on Tuesday the 24th.
Excellent. Yeah, we have we should have a couple Azure talks a little bit today, one about ASP.NET Core 5 that kind of highlights
yep.
some of those things, and even tomorrow on the Community Day on kind of how Azure websites can be used for these things.
Well,
nice.
When Sandra from 343, she'll talk about how they built the Halo
awesome.
Websites using Azure and using .NET.
Very nice, very nice. So yeah, again, it's all about getting all this content and meshing it together across the different conferences.
Mm-hmm.
Also, you know what? Remember this, when we first did the first .NET Conf, we had a group from Poland, a developer group from Poland, reach out to us and saying, hey guys, we love .NET Conf, we love mm-hmm. what you're doing. We want to do the same thing. Is it okay if we take the name and call it .NET Conf Poland?
Mm-hmm.
And we said, sure, go for it.
Yep.
They did it. They actually have had three already conferences.
Yep.
They're planning, I think, their fourth one this year. And their website's listed right there, .netconf.pl. So go check them out, and it's all in Polish. So that's nice, because you have actually MVPs and community influencers in Poland talking about the .NET community in Poland.
Right, and just like the event is for us and by us, they're doing the same thing.
Correct.
Their language, their content. So if you want to put on your own .NET Conf,
yeah.
get the domain and talk to Javier and I, and we'll try to do the best we can to support you and promote your stuff.
Exactly. And actually, along with that, we have a .NET Conf Japan coming up here on April 11th. So that's put on by the Microsoft teams in Japan, along with the local community there, where they're going to be taking some of the content that we have here, whether it be the slides or the demos or anything, or their own demos, and going to be, again, showcasing in their language, in their time zone, and getting their community involved. Again, .NET Conf, all the things. Again, if you have any more that you want to do, please come talk to us, you know, via the hashtag. All right, logistics now. This is the fun part. So how do we interact? You know, you and I are interacting pretty well here, but we're next to each other. Right. So how do you interact with the speakers who are out there? Well, the way you would do that is that underneath the stream here, not on the table, but down here, you'll see the Q&A. If you have a question, post it. We already have some questions already posted for our first session lined up. So I will be queuing those up, and the speaker will be able to answer those as he or she sees in their presentation. So we want to try to make it as smooth as possible, but also don't interrupt the flow of the speaker.
Right.
If you don't want to post a question in there, or if you have some other suggestion or anything, please use the hashtag .NETconf.
Right.
I'll be monitoring Twitter.
As will John Galloway and myself.
Yes, exactly. Yep. So we'll be monitoring Twitter. And if there's something there we need to address, we will take that offline, or we need to pump it into the Channel 9 system, we can do that as well.
Mm-hmm.
So again, this is for you, by us, for you, or whatever that is.
For you, by you.
For you, by you. Hey, you know what? You know,
but the point is, though, it's the content that you asked for and the content that we want to give you.
Yes, correct.
Yeah.
So I don't get any more.
I wanted to promote, if you don't mind.
Yes,
I'm going to go ahead
it.
And alt, do a little alt-tab action here. I drove up from Portland, and of course, you may know that we're doing an event in Portland called .NET Fringe. .NET Fringe. You can go out there and Google with Bing for .NET Fringe and sign up. And we've got already some speakers promoted here. And we've got
Jimmy Bogard,
who's got, he looks not like that in real life. He's actually got a normal shape.
We got a robot guy.
Oh,
that's
face.
Phil. Oh,
yeah, can. But Phil Hack, and we've got Kathleen Dollard, and we've got Noah, and we've got Serial Seb, lots of cool people, Maria Nagaga, people coming from all over the place
Very
to
nice.
Talk about .NET. So this is all happening in Portland, and I would really encourage you to check it out. If you're going to sign up soon, because this is coming up here in about a month.
Very
so
nice.
Great little small kind of alternative conference, a little more intimate than your tech heads and your builds.
Very nice. Yep.
Kind of the I wanted to bring it up because not only is it in Portland, which makes me happy because I don't have to travel, but it's kind of got the same feel and the same vibe as the .NET Conf Community Day, except
Great.
It'll be in person.
Very yeah. So if you wanna make the travel out there, or if you are in Portland, hop on by.
Yeah, yeah.
And say hi. So again, thank you very much for taking the time to spend with us today, and I hope you enjoy the show. Anything?
Yeah.
Any parting
no,
words?
No, we're good. We'll have a little break as we get set up for our next speaker. Habib Hadarian is going to talk about .NET to 2015 and the next
Perfect.
Wave of .NET.
Excellent. Again, thank you very much for joining.
Now we do a little dance as